cremated urns, urns of people who
as opposed to mm-hmm. the casket above ground. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know any term to mm-hmm. distinguish those.
Okay. I just learned one recently, crematorium, for that, but I didn't know that until quite recently.
Oh, sure, yeah, I've heard that.
Ah, okay, let's see. I guess I better look and try not try to do these from memory. Finish all these about death and destruction. What do you call the place where bodies are buried?
Cemetery.
Suppose an older name, do you know? Or maybe a smaller one?
What, graveyard?
Is that a... going
a
word.
Graveyard, I suppose one might speak of that. If I were to say that, it would be something small, rural, and probably behind a church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would have that. Otherwise, I would say cemetery. And I might say cemetery even then, but certainly I would only say graveyard under those circumstances.
Would you ever say churchyard?
Churchyard. I would say churchyard, but it wouldn't mean this. It would mean the grounds of the church.
Okay.
If I were to say
not
that.
The burying place. How about if it were just a private place that was owned by one family, maybe on their property, where they buried family members?
A family plot.
Okay. And the box that people are buried in?
Is it a coffin?
Might you also...
Say casket? The coffin. Casket. Yes, I could say either one.
Are they the same?
Huh.
Does one seem any older, or...
That's okay. No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The ceremony...
One would open the casket. One would say, speak of opening the casket.
Mm-hmm.
Not opening the coffin. Curious. Sorry?
Okay. The ceremony at the graveside is the...
At the graveside
Well,
itself?
Not necessarily. Could be in the church.
The funeral?
Okay. What would you call it? Would you say something different if it was at the graveside?
I would say... I might use a very specific term of the burial service,
mm-hmm.
which is that specifically at the side of the grave.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And people are dressed in black. You say they're in...
mourning.
Would you have a term for the situation at a funeral in which women start weeping uncontrollably? You'd say they are doing what?
Well, if it were, I suppose, extraordinary, one might say they're hysterical.
Okay, that's fine. And that is just about all the questions on that subject, except what would you... If a person was sick and didn't recover, you'd say that he...
While he's still living? Or
no, he stopped living. You say he has...
Died.
Any other terms for that?
Sure, but I...
That you would use?
No. No, I don't... I've never cared much for periphrases or... euphemisms for that particular event.
Okay. Are you familiar with any crude or humorous ways of saying it? The old skinflint finally...
Kicked.
Did he kick anything or did he just
No,
kick?
I would say kicked.
Okay. And he's been dead a week and nobody yet knows what he died...
of. Or from. That's a good question. Don't know what he died of. Don't know what he died from. He died of.
All right. That's good enough. And I think we can now leave that topic for the rest of the interview. Whoops. Do you know any slang names for cigarettes?
Let's see. Cancer sticks. Grim term. Smokes. Fags. Have you got a... What do people say, have you got a... No, I guess that's it. You said, did I know?
Well, if you use or...
Yeah, I suppose I wouldn't actually use any of those terms.